This is Playa Country, a weekly look at the wildlife, wetlands, and prairies of the Western Great Plains and the people who manage them. Brought to you by Playa Lakes Joint Venture, an organization dedicated to conserving birds and bird habitat. Today's topic, the Ogallala Aquifer and Ways Natural Resources Conservation Service is partnering with regional agencies in promoting meaningful actions for water conservation. Certain areas over the aquifer have experienced more groundwater depletion than others. Parts of West Texas and Northwest Kansas report significant water table declines. So much so, the depletion of the aquifer in Northwest Kansas prompted Governor Sam Brownback to get water reform measures moved through the legislature. In an autumn 2012 interview, Brownback told us the new regulations paved the way for the creation of LEMAs, or Local Enhanced Water Management Areas.
Now a group of local producers and water users can bind themselves together to reduce water demand and bind each other to it in such a way to extend the aquifer in their area.
There was interest across the country in this innovative attempt at local efforts in which consumers, like irrigated producers, would self-regulate.
This is a key thing for us to be able to have local producers come together and say we're all going to use less water as a way to extend our aquifer in our area.
The first LEMA is called Sheridan 6, a creation of Kansas Groundwater Management District 4. It looks to conserve groundwater in local hot spots where aquifer drawdown has been significant.
There's six high-priority areas, and we're the sixth one. That's why we're called Sheridan 6.
The state's first and so far only LEMA, according to Hoxie, Kansas area producer Gary Moss. In order to meet his water consumption goal under the LEMA, Gary signed up for an NRCS program called AWEP, the Agricultural Water Enhancement Program, in which local partner organizations tackle localized water conservation efforts.
I signed up for this AWEP program. At the time, the price of corn was kind of low and expenses were high and the margins were pretty slim. So I was like, well, that's a good way to guarantee a little income and still build a dry land farm and save some water.
Moss used AWEP assistance through Groundwater Management District 4 to revert part of his irrigated operation to dry land.
There was two irrigation wells with three pivots on it. That's 360 acres.
Costly inputs, low corn prices, and the aquifer water table.
We've had to re-nozzle sprinklers because the pressures were dropping to keep the pressure up, and it seemed like we were starting to do that about every year.
Matt Palmquist is supervising district conservationist for NRCS at Hoxie.
We have, I think, 18 contracts under AWEP, and they're all conversion to dry land. That's how we saved water, was by converting from pivot to dry land.
Palmquist says using AWEP through the Groundwater Management District to convert from irrigated to dry land has been popular in that area, parched by drought for about 4 years. That partnering program, AWEP, it's gone away. Under Farm Bill 2014, its provisions got wrapped into a new program called the Regional Conservation Partnership Program, or RCPP. It targets funds to priority resource concerns identified by NRCS and partner groups. Eligible producers receive technical assistance and payments for installing practices that solve concerns, such as a lack of wildlife habitat, erosion control, water quantity, and water quality. In Northwest Kansas, Gary Moss is helping save the aquifer. Your local NRCS office can help you develop a plan to improve water quality and reduce consumption, and find conservation programs that work for you. Playa Country, a weekly show about the wildlife, people, and landscapes of the Western Great Plains. Made possible by the Playa Lakes and Rainwater Basin Joint Ventures and the Natural Resources Conservation Service. On the web at playacountry.org.